This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Wimbledon, the Grand Dame of tennis tournaments, is temporarily distracting Brits from the confusion wrought by their collective decision to leave the European Union. Some of those embracing that distraction may have noticed that perhaps left-handed players are not faring as well as they did in the days when such sinister siders as Rod Laver and Martina Navratilova not only ruled but created the impression that being left-handed constituted a considerable advantage on the courts. Is it true? Was it ever?
Well, my dad says if I wasn't left-handed, I wouldn't have been a professional tennis player. So when your dad says that, probably something to it.
That's Tim Wilkerson. During his professional tennis career from 1977 to 1993, Wilkerson used a move favored by many left-handed players, the swinging serve. When serving from the left side of the court, Wilkerson would hit a spinning shot aimed at a right-hander's relatively weaker one-handed backhand.
And that one-handed return of serve was going to come back not that fast. And that's why a lot of guys would run up to the net and play the volley off that shot, because you're going to have a play at it.
Wilkerson, once the 23rd best male player in the world, reached the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open in 1986. Other lefty players have used the strategy he's mentioned to get considerably further.
And there it is, the classic serve volley from John McEnroe.
Lefty John McEnroe won 7 Grand Slam singles titles from 79 to 84. Rod Laver won 11 from 60 to 69. On the women's side, Martina Navratilova won 18 Grand Slam singles titles from 78 to 90.
You know, others like Manuel Arantes, you know, Roscoe Tanner, the list goes on.
That's longtime tennis writer Douglas Robson. He recently explored the history of the lefty advantage.
You know, the lefties were big winners of some of the biggest, you know, titles in the game.
The advantage was so significant that lefties dreaded playing other lefties.
Well, I hated it.
Again, Tim Wilkerson.
I hated it because all of my best shots, you know, that swinging lefty serve was right into their forehand now.
It becomes a little difficult for us.
That's lefty Diane Fromholtz-Ballastrat, who played on the women's tour from 1973 until 1990.
When you come up against a left-hander, well, then you've got to reverse your game as well. So it becomes a little bit tricky.
And forcing an opponent to reverse her game wasn't the only advantage lefties were thought to have during Fromholtz-Ballastrat's pro career. Research in the mid-80s suggested lefties had innate neurological advantages in sports due to better spatio-motor skills.
I got 2 sons who are left-handed, so I was imagining fantastic sporting careers for them.
That's John Eggleton, a professor of cognitive neuroscience at Cardiff University in Wales.
There are lots and lots of claims that left-handed people might be different, have different attributes to right-handed people, that there might be differences in the way in which their brain in some way is organized.
But in 1989, Eggleton, the hopeful father of left-handers, co-published research that went some distance toward dashing his dreams.
There's no evidence that left-handers are any better than right-handers. So there are very clear strategic reasons. There's very clear reasons why in some sports you really want a mixture of left and right-handers. But for purely sort of skilled ballistic movement, we looked at things like darts and we looked at snooker. We couldn't find any evidence that they actually have any kind of neurological or innate advantage that predisposes them to be better at sport per se.
Perhaps coincidentally, at about the same time that Eggleton published his research, the strategic advantage in tennis was starting to decline.
And I specifically remember towards the tail end of my career,
Tim Wilkerson, the former player whose father said he wouldn't have been a pro if he hadn't had the left-hander's edge.
I started off losing to Arthur Ashe and Stan Smith, and I finished up losing to Andre Agassi and Michael Chang and those guys, Jim Courier, but it was a definite difference when all of a sudden you're hitting your swinging left-handed serve into a huge two-handed backhand. So that was a dramatic difference.
The rise of the more powerful two-handed backhand has countered the advantage of that swinging lefty serve. Here's writer Douglas Robson again.
And you'll see with a lot of the best players today that their backhands are no longer liabilities or even attackable. They're great assets and weapons.
More great contending from Djokovic.
The two-handed backhand has helped propel Novak Djokovic to number one in the world. But it's not only the two-handed backhand that's been chipping away at that lefty's advantage. Douglas Robson believes that improved rackets and strings, plus more homogeneous court surfaces, have made other lefty tactics, such as the slice shot, less effective.
The overall feeling is that lefties aren't what they used to be.
But is that lefty advantage gone forever? Maybe not, at least if Diane Frumholz-Ballestrat has her way. The former pro and current coach has been watching the ongoing Wimbledon tournament, which, notably, is missing star lefty Rafael Nadal, who's out with an injury, and she thinks some of the remaining lefties just aren't using some of the moves that used to work so well.
The public, if you notice, they clap. They like to clap the little angle shots and the drop shots. They like to see that. But at the moment, they're just getting all this hard, fast hitting, and the left-handers are just doing the same thing, whereas they should be developing all these little intricate shots and finesses.
Frumholz-Ballestrat thinks that some of the problem is that lefties are being taught by coaches who don't fully grasp the player's potential because the coaches are righties.
I see other coaches come on with juniors and they're not teaching them to turn the shoulders well enough, or they're not teaching them to toss the ball out to the left on their serve. So there's little intricacies that make up good players that is not taught to the left-handers.
Maybe one day coaches will try to get lefties back into that advantageous slide and spin of things. But for the time being, Douglas Robson says lefties aren't intimidating opponents as they once did.
Most of the righties that I spoke to described left-handedness facing a left-handed opponent as mildly inconvenient or disruptive, but not a big deal.
And so our investigation of the left-hander's advantage ends not with a bang, but with, well, not with a whimper, with a shrug, I guess, or perhaps more accurately with that muffled pop, pop, pop of right-handers successfully returning the shots of left-handers and vice versa, as attributes other than handedness determine who'll move into Wimbledon's later rounds.